Station 2. People the government assisted to come to Australia were obliged to work as directed for 2 years. They were allocated jobs at the Bongilla Reception Centre. On their first day in Bongilla, the migrants would often be sent to the employment office, which was housed here in the Hume Building. When the employment office outgrew these premises, it was moved to the Civic Centre and the vacant building was transformed into the Staff Club. The allocation of jobs was a challenge for everyone concerned. Professional qualifications weren't recognised. Men were sent to do jobs as labourers and women as domestics. Sometimes the migrants were moved out quickly to make room for the next people to arrive. As one employee recalls, "The quicker we could get people, whether workers or dependents, out of Bongilla, the better we liked it, because only we and Canberra, and the offices in Melbourne and Sydney, knew of the numbers of ships carrying thousands of migrants appearing on the horizon." Sometimes there were not enough jobs.
When we arrived in Bongilla, I met a fellow, you know, from Ada, and I even didn't know, you know, that he went to Australia. And I said, "Gee, what are you doing over here?" And I said to him, I said, "How long are you already here?" And he said, "6 months." And I said, "What, 6 months?" I said, "I'm just 6 weeks on the boat and I'm rearing to go to work." I said, "Why are you not working?" And he said, "Oh, I'm still waiting for the employment office till they give me work." And I said, "I can't wait here 6 months for the employment office to give me work." So the next day I hitchhiked to Albury and got myself a job.
Some migrants spent only a few days at Bongilla before being sent to far-off places all around Australia and doing all sorts of jobs, working in everything from asbestos mines to infectious disease wards and asylums, as far away as Perth and Cairns.
Anyway, I think next day or the day after I went to the employment office, which they had over there, and the one official asked me, "Well, where would you like to go?" I said, "How about Cairns?" He said, "They don't need any electricians up there. What they need is big, strong guys for sugarcane cutting." And I said, "All right. So what comes next?" He said, "How about Woomera?" I said, "Oh, yes." Because, you know, being an electrician, rocket range, you know, yes, I'm in it. It was exciting.
Men could be sent in one direction and their wives in another. If there was no family accommodation at a workplace, dependents would be sent to a holding centre where they would wait until the breadwinner found a place for them to live together.